Some people are worried the Trump administration might hide government data on climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Shortly after the election, researchers from the U.S. and Canada got together to start backing up scientific data from federal agencies in the U.S. They're also keeping a close eye on how the Trump administration is changing federal websites. One of the groups that's heading this up is called the Environmental Data and Governance Initiative. Matt Price joins me now. He's a professor of history and information science at the University of Toronto, and he's one of the technical leads of the group. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
You've been monitoring these agency pages to look for changes. What have you seen so far?
We've seen a lot of changes. Some of them are things that you would expect, but we've also been seeing stuff that is a little bit beyond normal. The change that concerns me the most, I think, is the move away from a language of action on climate to a language of mitigating effects, away from the idea of responsibility and towards acceptance.
One of your reports says that in at least one case, the mention of human-induced climate change was taken down.
Yeah, so we're also seeing that backing away from established science and retreating to a kind of say-nothing, know-nothing stance.
Are you seeing wording changes or removal of data?
So removal of data, we are seeing very little of that so far, although some small data sets are starting to become less available. Not necessarily completely removed, but harder to find. So mostly it's website changes so far. But I am not at all convinced that it will stay that way.
And why not?
For me, it comes partly from our experience up here in Canada. We had a government up here that was pretty hostile to the idea of climate change and acted on that hostility by making it harder for scientists, for government scientists to talk, by taking data off of the web and by destroying government libraries and also by stopping to collect data. So I would expect that the Trump administration, which has expressed a really vehement hostility to established science, would act in similar ways.
And of course, you're talking about Prime Minister Stephen Harper's administration.
That's right.
And what did you see happen as a result?
Well, I'd say we saw two things, one really sad and one really great. The sad part was there was a real decline in the quality of government information, and it became more difficult for people to use the knowledge that had been produced by the government in order to make effective arguments. So essentially what the government of Canada was doing was to close down opposition by taking away the facts that people were making their arguments on the basis of. And the great thing that happened is that people noticed, and this became a major political issue that contributed to the fall of that government. So I think there is both a warning, a terrible warning, about what can happen to policy discourse when it gets separated from science and the pursuit of truth, but also an opportunity for people to involve themselves in a really vigorous way in the political process.
Matt Price is a professor of history and information science at the University of Toronto. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
An EPA spokesperson said the agency has not removed any substantive information about climate change science or EPA programs. I asked them if they're committed to preserving all scientific data that's currently available on EPA's websites. The press office has so far not responded to that question. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.